Ah, yes, it's that time again. Just when you think you have it all figured out, something comes along that makes you question everything. This is Unexplained Incorporated, and we are open for business. Friday Night Fright. This is Unexplained Incorporated, and I am your host, Phantom Phil. There we go. We got some more juice on the microphone. Just what I wanted to hear, as tonight it is the end of November. It is the Black Friday special edition of the Psychic Mailbag with Amanda Drago. And I'll be brutally honest with you. I wasn't sure how the participation in this edition of the mailbag was looking, and I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about with Amanda. I usually have these things very well figured out in advance, but due to some time constraints and whatnot, didn't have as much as I thought, but in true amazing universal fashion, it all fit together. And not only did we get a lot of participation, we had a pretty amazing show with some great back and forth and some good pointers for handling a holiday season that promises to be unlike any other, like the rest of this bizarre year known as 2020. But like we say later on in the episode, there's always the silver lining if you know where you can find it. So before we get to that and the formal intro for Angel Card Amy, I just want to remind everyone where to find Unexplained Incorporated and how to connect with us. You can find the page on Facebook, give us a like or a follow. Twitter, tweet me up at PhantomPhil3, all one word. And we are now on Instagram and starting to build a decent following on there. Angel Card Amy does the admin for that. I am still not overly familiar with Instagram. This is my dinosaur moment of the show. But I plan to do that sometime in the near future. And visit the website, thephantomhub.com, with my blogs, show history, episode history, motivational metal, affiliate links, and the brand new merchandise store, which is still a bit under construction, but more items will be available soon. Take a look at what you have. It is on thephantomhub.com under store. It is through the great company Zazzle, and they may or may not have some holiday promos and sales going on right now. So give them a check, and all proceeds do directly support the Unexplained Incorporated podcast. So I appreciate your support, and I hope the merchandise and all the wonderful items available and soon to be available on there serve you well. But I'm not going to waste any more time here. Here is Angel Card Amy.
Amanda Drago is a psychic medium and Reiki practitioner. Once a month, she joins Unexplained Inc. to share her wisdom and spiritual experiences. If you have a spiritual story to share or need answers on any psychic phenomena happening in your life, Very few sources are trusted more than Amanda. She can be reached at amandadrago444@hotmail.com. The Psychic Mailbag is now ready to answer your questions.
Hello and welcome once again, true believers. This is Unexplained Incorporated and the return of the Psychic Mailbag. I want to thank each and every one of you for your participation. We got some great questions today, and this is a special Black Friday edition. And we're going to talk about ways later on how to cope with the holiday madness, especially this year, with all the things going on and not going on. But we'll get to that in a little while. First off, Amanda, we last checked in with you around the Halloween season. How has your Halloween and how's the month of November been treating you?
Yeah, Halloween was awesome. So I celebrated with my kids. And even though Halloween looked a bit different this year, we still had an amazing time. Yeah, so that was awesome. And November has flown by. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. It just feels like the other day I did the case study with Angel Card Amy on Child's Play, but like that was weeks ago now, and here we are. It's really unbelievable. So glad to hear you had a good Halloween. I went out on a ghost tour, and my daughter was up with her mom in a remote part of our area, and she was able to do a little bit of trick-or-treating safely, which was good. So it was good all around for everybody. And we're just going to get right into it because we have about a good half dozen questions. Just quick housekeeping notes. Reminder, Amanda Drago, 444@hotmail.com, or Phantom Phil Unexplained, all one word, @gmail.com. Those are just some of the ways you could submit questions to us. And of course, Unexplained Incorporated is now on Instagram, so feel free to DM the Instagram page as well. So Amanda, we're all tuned in, all ready to go. So I'm going to start out with this first question here. It's a bit of a broad one, but if you can tune in and find anything, I'm sure this person would appreciate it. This one comes from Aaron, and it says, will she be able to find true love and when? Now, I know the when might be difficult, but maybe the first part of the question you can help with more.
Okay, so we are doing a small psychic reading here. All right. Well, then, let me...
If you're able to.
Oh, absolutely. I love getting caught off guard. So let me open up. I'm going to tune in, and let's just see what comes in, right? And it was Erin. Was that her? Okay, that was her first name?
Yes.
Okay, that's hilarious. Okay, I wondered why my third eye chakra and my spirit guides were coming in before our recording, and this is why. They knew that this was going to be not just a general question, but something more specific, intuitive-wise. God, they're smart. Okay, give me a second. I'm just going to open up. I'm going to connect to my guides. I'm going to connect to Erin. By Erin asking this question, she already has given me permission to tune in to her energy and what's going on. So let's do that right now. Okay. Just give me a second. I feel like I'm making the connection. I'm making this link. And it feels like I'm doing my due diligence. So that's interesting. Oh, okay. Yes. So when I said I'm doing my due diligence, I also feel like that applies to Erin. That Erin's taking care of things in her life, in her emotions, in her feelings, in order to better herself, in order to make sure that she's happy with herself. And when and when that person is to come into her life, that she's already taken care of past relationship issues that might have hung around, that she's healed from that. Because once she's healed fully from past trauma or past heartbreak, and she is completely content with herself, that is when said person will show up and come in. Because this significant other is truly going to add to her life. It's not going to be her other half. It's going to be truly somebody that adds to her life. Let me just go in and see what else comes in with this. And what else is funny that's coming in is, I know she wants a date. February 2021, like, I know she wants a date, which is hilarious because that's not how it works. But let me go in and see if I can get a season that this person might show up for her. Okay, yes. And so this person's going to come in, like I said, when she is truly healed and when she is complete. I know she feels like she's ready for this person, but I do feel like there's a contentment. There's, as soon as she starts bringing joy into her own life and she is finding her own happiness and she's happy, that is when a person will come in. Let's see though. Let me see. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes. So there is someone coming in because I feel like this person's going to have similar interests as you, Aaron. So like, I see you guys like geeking out over like, I don't know if this is like Halloween costumes or like cosplay or like, it's like something cool that you guys will have similar interest in, and I see you guys going and doing that together. Now, because I feel like, I don't know if this is like an event or festival, but it feels like it's probably in like 9 months, like when COVID starts to like release its grip on humanity and we can actually start to get together in groups again and like go into a cinema or like a drive-in or go to concerts. I feel like that's when it's going to come in. So I am feeling like 9 months for her, like 9 months, there's something coming in. So that's putting us in like what, July? I mean, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. It's putting you in the summer. It does feel like end of summer, fall, which is beautiful. However, because fate and destiny is going to work its magic whenever she's ready for it, I wouldn't be surprised if it was like a June or July, but I would think coming August, September, into that Halloween, because I also wonder if Erin really likes Halloween or there's a connection with autumn or she enjoys that season, that's when it's going to happen.
Hey, good stuff. I didn't, because it was a general question like that, I didn't think you'd be able to tune in that easily and give that much information. So I'm very happy you were able to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I was ready. And I feel like my guide, they already knew that question was coming. And that's why they already opened up my third eye even before we started the podcast. Awesome.
Right.
Cool.
Good stuff. We're off to a great year. So now we have two questions from Angel Card Amy, and she loves contributing to this segment, and she's running the Instagram page too, by the way, and is doing a great job with that, and just getting more and more people to participate in the segment. So the first question is along the lines, is she feels that she has a lot of feelings of deja vu, and she's probably not alone in this, especially in this world. So in your estimation, what are feelings of deja vu? And are people with, you know, medium abilities more susceptible, or is it for something that affects everyone?
Yeah, so deja vu, I would say does affect everyone. I would also say that sensitives or intuitives probably will get it. Well, this is general, but I would think that we get it more because we are so open to the timelines. So for me, déjà vu is reliving or being to a place that you haven't been to, but it feels like you have. So for me, that really is indicative of astral projection. It's jumping timelines. So, I mean, we're going to deep dive into time and space, quantum physics here with déjà vu. Also, you can déjà vu into past lives. So conversations that you've already had, but it wasn't in this life. So déjà vu is like truly a huge, huge topic.
Yeah, we could go in a number of different directions with that. I like the answer you gave. I have a quick question to add to that before we get to Amy's second one, is that the only experience that I can remember having with this is that a former workplace I used to be at, I used to go into a certain location of this workplace, and then I would kind of get mental flashes and an energy of an area that I was familiar with. But I don't know if it was somewhere that I had already been or if it was somewhere that I was going to in the future. But, like, does that happen? Like, is déjà vu more sensitive in certain physical areas than others? Because that's just, you know, I'm only talking from my own experience.
I would have to think yes. Stepping into a place that seems familiar. I've already done this before, or I've had that conversation before. So, yeah. And do I think it's part of the space and time travel and continuum? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Like we said, we could go on a whole other deep dive, maybe even a whole other different episode of the mailbag, but that's a good place to start for sure. Her final question is, I frequently get body shakes. Is this part of her ability as a medium or as something else? And I'm also wondering if these happen after a meditation as well, but that I don't know for sure.
Okay, let's see here. Two parts to this question. Could it be a physical thing happening with the physical body, with a condition or something with the nerves? 100%. I am not a doctor. I can't diagnose that. But I also don't assume everything is paranormal, and I don't think it's spirit all the time. Now, on the flip side of that, do physical mediums experience physical sensations? 100% yes. So oftentimes, mediums will pick up, oh my gosh, it could be anything, hot, cold, body shakes. I had a spirit stab me in the chest to resemble how they passed from this physical world. So 100% physical mediumship does exist. And all mediums are different. So some mediums might be more mental mediums, where it's more of their intuition. Other mediums, it might be more sensing the energy and feeling it in their bodies. So I would say to Amy to document, when do these body shakes happen? Do they happen after meditations? Do they happen while you're open and connected to spirit? Are they happening when it's your off time, you're not connecting and you're not working? So I would definitely start a journal to keep track of that.
All right, sounds good. I wasn't clear on the timing of them myself, but I wondered if it was had something to do with one or the other. So it's definitely a good idea to keep a journal and keep track of all that stuff as well. So up next, this may be our first ever one from the New York area. This is Rochelle out of New York. And welcome, New York, represent. It's first time on here, I believe. She wants to know if you're able to tell if her grandfather had a girlfriend.
Okay. I connect with spirit energy, absolutely. So I think this question also calls for me to connect to spirit and mediumship. Okay. So why don't we open up? Sure. give me a moment. I'm going to open up. Because you have to understand that when a psychic or a medium opens up, it depends on what realm they're opening up on. If it's psychic connection, then I'm connecting to my client or whoever is asking the question. If I am connecting to spirit, then I'm going straight up to the other side and around the corner, right? So it's two different energies. So give me a moment. I will open up and I'll try my best to connect with Rochelle's grandfather. Okay, I'm just right off the bat, I'm not fully connected to the other side, but right off the bat, what I'm getting is this is multi-layered. So it's not just going to be a straight answer yes or no to this question. It can't be. There's too many other factors involved on this, at least with the energy that I'm getting from it. So let me see. I feel like I'm traveling up, like I'm raising my vibration up to the other side. And you can equate that to going up a staircase. Okay, let me see. Okay. Like I said, this feels multi-layered because what's interesting is that I'm picking up that what I'm picking up is that there's questions. And yes, I know she asked, did her grandfather have a girlfriend? But the question is, who is he with now on the other side? Okay, so questions. I'm curious if the question is about if he had a girlfriend in this physical life, and or is he with the girlfriend on the other side? Okay, so that's the two scenarios that is coming in. And this is definitely something that I would want to explore further, whether it's a reading in the future, or I'm just really curious myself, actually, because I'm also wondering if the grandfather is kind of, to some degree, blocking that information for me accessing it. And so when I say that, I wonder if he did keep this not in the forefront when he was alive. And if that is the case, I am really curious if that is happening on the other side. So I would just need more time to explore that question. But it is quite interesting. So sorry, Rochelle, that I can't give you a straight answer on that. But I hope I did raise some questions that continue the information and connection coming in.
Very well said. This next one, this was a now multiple time guest on Unexplained Incorporated, CJ from Pennsylvania, who hosts the Cryptid Technical Podcast and the Mystery Stone Podcast. And this is something I did not know about him, so I'm very glad he asked it. I am considering opening a metaphysical shop in my area. However, I am concerned due to the current COVID environment. Should I wait or should I just go ahead and take the plunge?
Okay. What was his name, Phil? Sorry.
He goes as CJ, but I think his real name is Chris.
Okay. Okay, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I just had to know his real name, which is really like it's he goes by the abbreviation, yeah. But it's just really funny that I just needed to get through the alter ego or whatever that, right? Okay. So you think it's Chris, yeah. But you're not sure, or you know 100%?
No, I am sure.
Okay.
It is 100%. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go and connect with Chris and his energy. Okay. Yes. So what's really cool about this is that I feel like his metaphysical shock will be different because his experiences are different from, say, a psychic or, say, a medium or a witch or, okay? So it's going to be really cool because he's going to be able to offer different products and different items that's not going to be in every metaphysical store. So I would say 100% go weird. Go weird with the product. Like, go, and when I say weird, it's not to put him down. I'm weird. I love weird. And so do a lot of other people. So I would think that it's important for him to follow his heart, to follow his soul, and make this metaphysical shop truly a representation of what he stands for and what he believes in. So that's one side of it. Okay, hold on. Something that I know that he knows is the timing is crucial. Crucial. It's like, if he opens at the wrong time, he's going to be closed in 6 months. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't, okay, hold on. That is if he opens up like a physical shop right now. I feel like it's going to be hard. Of course, COVID's hard, okay? But the timing, and I'm getting more, hang on. The timing is going to be crucial. So I'm really curious if he opens like up an e-commerce, like a website, but he has his product on there, or he starts accumulating product that he wants to put in the metaphysical shop. I feel like there's a lot of groundwork that can be done behind the scenes so that when the timing is fresh and ripe, that he's all set. Basically, all he has to do is have the walls, right? But I feel like there is a ton. Brick and mortar, yeah. But I feel like if he's preparing now and he sets his intentions of opening a storefront or having, I think that'll be key, having everything prepared, what are your displays going to look like? How is it going to be? And then once it's the perfect timing, yes. Do I feel like he's going to have a storefront or a place, physical location? Yes. Do I feel like he needs to prep like crazy and more? Yeah. I feel like also getting his name out there is going to be key. So whatever the storefront name is, I feel like launching it in the online universe is going to be also key. And then establishing what makes him different. What sets you apart from another metaphysical store? Okay, hold on. There's more specifics coming in. Okay, I'm getting lizards. I feel like lizard man or like rep, you know those people. Oh boy, here we go. The lizard people.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. The lizard people or the snake people.
Go on.
You know the people that look like lizards, but they're a fantasy character, but potentially are from another dimension. Oh god. I feel like that's key.
Allegedly,
I don't know.
Fantasy.
Allegedly, but probably from another dimension. Portaling to Earth. 100% yes. So this is key in a logo or marketing or something of that nature. But hold on, hold on, hold on. Oh boy. Okay. Furthermore, to those people, I also wonder if one of his spirit guides is somebody else from another dimension, because I would be talking to them and connecting with them. That is key. I'm getting one male central reptilian person coming forward that I do feel like his guide, and I do feel like he like sits in the corner. Oh boy. So I don't know if this is a statue that he has like physically in his house or apartment, whatever this is. Hold on. There's more, of course. He needs to convene with his spirit guides with the perfect timing. I'm not going to give him a date because this date's going to change. And he's going to know this. He's going to set a date, but no, it's going to change to something a bit later. But that's fine. It's okay. Don't be disappointed because it is in your best interest if it's delayed.
Wow. CJ, my man, you just got hooked up. Look, this is cool because he came on kind of last minute last week and helped me out of a jam. So I'm glad we were able to give back to him with this little mini reading and questionnaire. Just a couple of things to add because a lot got thrown out there. First of all, I've been told by guests on this program that reptilians are not necessarily bad, or they're not all evil, that there's different types and some of them are benevolent. So I mean, absolutely, when you say reptilian, that doesn't mean, it doesn't mean to freak out and say, oh, he's being guided by an evil entity. That's not necessarily the case here. So
this is one of his guides. Up. Yeah, this is one of his guides. And your guides are not cruel or evil. Your guides are there to support you and make sure that you're protected and that you're making the right moves. Also, I did not listen or hear that podcast last week. I'm sorry to say I didn't hear it. So
That's just fine.
Intuitive. Yeah.
No, that's great. And I just wanted to say a lot of metaphysical stores in our area both have storefronts and online, and they seem to do very well with both. A lot of them do anyway. And I don't know if CJ was made aware of this, but the original plan before COVID hit with Unexplained Incorporated was to do monthly podcasts from a metaphysical store in our area. And obviously that didn't come to pass with the lockdown and everything. But CJ, you have two podcasts and you have very unique experiences with both of them. And I think you could tie that all together into your shop. So that's all I want to say about that.
Oh, for sure. And one more thing, I would suggest, or yeah. I'm not suggesting nothing, but what the guides are suggesting is they're making me feel like there's a specific day that a launch, or whether he introduces new products on a certain day, but there's, and he, I hope that he knows this, but, and feels it, but there's going to be a specific day every single week that he's doing something that is getting product out there and or selling and or connecting with others. So I don't know what day this is, but there's going to be one day that's like key for this.
Yeah. Well, I wish him all the best and can't wait to hear his feedback because he is a big fan of this show as I am of theirs. So good stuff all around. And here's our final question before we start some holiday talk. And it's kind of tied in. This comes from Kim in Toronto. How do loved ones who have passed on want us to honor them around this time of year? So relatives who have passed on, what is the best way to honor them during the holiday season? Because I'm sure there's many different ways.
Oh my gosh, that's such a special question. And what's interesting is each relative or friend who's on the other side is different. So that being said, honor their personality. If they did shots of whiskey on Christmas Eve and that's what they did and that's what they enjoyed in life, That's how I would be celebrating and remembering my loved one. Or if this past loved one on the other side really enjoyed putting up the nutcrackers and the Christmas decorations, that's exactly what I would do to honor them. Okay, so yes, when we pass to the other side, our soul learns and grows and forgives what we couldn't potentially forgive in life. However, personalities stay quite similar. Yes, the soul heals and the soul grows and the soul acknowledges resentments or things that they couldn't get over in life, but that heals, but the personality carries on. So if your soul likes to do a big cheers and swears, well, that's exactly what I would be doing to celebrate them in the Christmas time and Christmas spirit, 100, or Hanukkah, or whatever you celebrate. That's exactly what I would be doing for them.
Good stuff. Well, that does it for our psychic mailbag. And I'll be honest, when we were setting up time to record, I didn't know how this was going to turn out because it was looking a little scarce. But some people really stepped up and up the ante on this one, and we had a really great segment. So cheers again for that. So we only got a few minutes left here, Amanda, because we both got things to tend to here. And the sun, I think, has already gone down here because it's that time of year. But I want to talk a little bit about the holidays, because this is posting on Black Friday. And it's interesting. In the past, you would think of Black Friday as people lined up outside of stores. Maybe if they're really out of line, starting a stampede when they're allowed in the stores, and people losing their cool, getting into fights over really nothing. But this year it's going to be different, because a lot of that has shifted to online shopping, because outside of a few major retailers, a lot of stores are going to be closed. And I think even in the U.S., some bigger retailers have said, no, we're not going to open this weekend because, you know, there's an airborne illness going around too that is affecting a lot of people. So I think, oddly enough, without the stress of physically shopping, I think there's even more stress for people to either switch to online shopping or to go out to the stores to potentially risk their health or to get into more social upheaval because there may be less items available than, say, in a normal holiday. So with all that rundown and being said, this holiday in 2020 is going to be like no other, for better or for worse. It really depends on you at the end of the day. But what is some tips and methods you have from your work and as someone on the spiritual path? What can someone do to, decompress and just kind of back away from what might be some real insanity out there over the next month?
Yeah, so, I mean, this time of year is notoriously stressful. And then add on, like you said, a pandemic, it can get a little hairy, so to speak. However, I would say one of the buzzwords that's been really, really, really out there, and this year, last year, but coming up, is self-care. And so people really need to figure out what works for them. And it's different for everybody. It could be meditation. It could be, oh my gosh, thousands of things. Whatever it is that allows you to dump the load of stress is what you need to do. So like I said, if that's meditation, if that's working out or going for a walk or taking a bath every single night or exploring essential oils, whatever it is, you've got to do it. I mean, we really have to start putting our mental health, emotional health first. So whatever that means, if that means logging off of social media for a week to get back to you and self, or if that means starting a gratitude journal and shifting what shifting our mindset off of what we don't have or what we can't do, but turning it to what we do have and what we are grateful for. There's a lot of people that passed away over this pandemic. And for me, I am incredibly thankful that no one in my family has passed away from COVID. And if that means sticking to my household for the holidays, but knowing in March, I'm going to be able to have a picnic with them. I'm going to make that sacrifice and I'm going to do it. But that's just me, and everyone's different, and this pandemic has affected everyone differently. So I would say compassion. Have compassion for yourself and for others. And I think those are key. I think that's just key, is just getting back to basics.
Yeah, and just remember, if the holidays don't look the way you want them to this year, it's not the end of the world. In my own situation, certain key people may not be able to join the small get-together we have planned, but we have this wonderful video chat technology, and dinner time or even throughout most of the evening, we can include these people, and a lot of us are able to do that, which is good. And I'm flashing back a few years here, but in terms of stress, I remember back when I was married, some years, not every year, thankfully, but some years, I would have to go and do the holiday visits with three different families in the month of December. And one of them just happens to be was quite far away. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, most of it was fun, but even sometimes when you're doing the fun stuff in the holidays, it can be a real drain. So, I mean, everything you suggested, from grounding to, you know, essential oils, having a hot bath, self-care, all that is great stuff. And listen, you and I probably both know in this, getting into the alcohol once in a while is fun, okay, especially around the holidays, but it is not the answer or the solution to your problems. I'll just say that.
Oh, my goodness. For sure. I mean, it's easy to say find the silver linings. Oh, but truly, truly, truly look for those. And I know in some cases it's going to be really, really hard to find them, but they're there. They're there.
Yeah. Yeah. I always say they're there as long as you're willing to look. It may take a while, but yeah, you will find them. Well, Amanda, we're just about out of time. Thank you again. This was a great segment. And before we go, we plugged where we could find you at the beginning of the chat. So, I just want to give a quick reminder, Unexplained Incorporated, Facebook, Twitter, at Phantom Phil 3, and the new Instagram page. DM any of those or DM Amanda herself if you have any questions. So I want to say your next appearance on here is going to be January 1st of 2021, because guess what? It falls on a Friday. And since myself and Angel Card Amy are doing a special case study that will air Christmas night, we're going to have you on the 1st of January instead of the, you know, Christmas in the end of December. So you and I kind of cooked up something extra special planned. And before you get into that, I just wanted to ask, were you wanting to do a mailbag that night as well if we have questions?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Okay. If you've got questions, I would say be specific. So if you want me to tune in for more an intuitive style reading, absolutely. Just say, this is actually, Phil doesn't tell me anything, but he can say, hey, Amanda, plan to open up for some readings. And I'll say, yes, Phil, I am ready and I'll do that. Okay. So if you do have something more specific, intuitive, absolutely. I go for it.
Yeah. And, what were you wanting to do on New Year's Day? You had something special planned, and I think now is just as good of time as any to share it.
Yeah, of course. So not only will I be open and connected to answer questions, but I am feeling compelled to provide a collective energy reading as we leave 2020 behind and we move into 2021. So I'm going to connect with the energy the collective energy moving into the new year and see what is in store for us.
Yeah, I think just about everyone is going to be looking forward to that, because it's like, for a lot of people, they need anything optimistic to get out of this year. And just a quick reminder for those who haven't heard the past episodes, one of the first mailbags you did on the show back in the spring, you alluded to the fact you didn't know a global pandemic was coming, but you foresaw a major event making an energetic shift on the globe, if I remember that correctly.
Yeah, and if anyone wants to read last year's upcoming energy reading, it is still posted on my website, and it's interesting. Mm. It's quite interesting, and it alluded to survival and being prepared with basic necessities. The funny thing is, I just didn't know it was toilet paper.
Check it out
if you're curious about last year's reading about 2020. It's still posted on the website.
And what is that website again, just to be sure?
Yeah, so you can go to www.amandadrago444.com, and you'll see across the website journal. You click on journal and it will take you right there.
Awesome. Great stuff. And just one last thing before we wrap, we can't get into too many details right now because this is still a work in progress, but likely January 2021, maybe the end of January, we're going to be adding content to a new Unexplained Incorporated Patreon page. And yourself, Angel Card Amy, and a couple of others are going to be helping a lot with that. So we can't wait to have you on board with once we get it going.
Exciting stuff coming. I'm excited. Yeah.
Absolutely. So even though it's early, I want to wish you and your family a happy holiday, and thank you for coming on and staying on in this crazy year we've had, because I think we've built a solid foundation to springboard us into 2021. So all the best.
I love that. Thank you so much. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and your family, Phil.
Oh, thank you. All right, so all the best, and we'll see you in 2021.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Amazing stuff again for Amanda Drago. Thank you again, and look forward to hearing from you again in 2021. And if you love this song and the rest of the music played on this show, you'll look forward to connecting with Soundstripe online. Soundstripe is a service for content creators, filmmakers, podcasters like yours truly, and they have the best royalty-free music on the internet, in my opinion. That's why I keep going back to them for more and more projects. And they also just recently added a stock video option for YouTube people and filmmakers out there. It is wonderful as well. Great selection. And for those of you that have been listening for a while, you know my promo code is FRIGHT, F-R-I-G-H-T. If you sign up to a monthly subscription, which is what I have, through them, you get 10% off. However, since this is Black Friday, this is the beginning of a sale going on until December 11th. Not only will you get an even bigger discount, but with no coupon code, you will get 40% off every annual plan they have available. That's almost half off. 40% off if you sign up through Soundstripe through today, November 27th, up until December 11th. This is a great opportunity if you have not already done so. And once again, a big thank you to Soundstripe, an affiliate partner of Unexplained Incorporated. As we wrap up November, I don't know where that one went, but December's coming up. And so far, a special edition Christmas night case study with myself and Angel Card Amy. It's going to be a fun one. Don't want to give away too many details, but let's say it's a little bit holiday themed. And we have one guest who has confirmed I want to say it is for next week, but I'm waiting to see. But this guest will be on for sure in December. And then I will get the rest of the lineup out on all the social media channels shortly. And the one guest I do have confirmed, let's just say the show is going to be taking a return back into the realm of ghost tours and ghost walks. But it'll be someone you have never heard on the program before. And they happen to have a very immaculate and detailed podcast as well. More info on that, always check the social media for updates. Visit thephantomhub.com and visit the store with brand new Unexplained Incorporated merchandise. In the meantime, this is Phantom Phil, and you know how this goes. Stay hungry, stay healthy, and more importantly, stay curious. And of course, when I say stay hungry, I mean stay strong. Got Twisted Sister on the brain again. I've been wearing their toque out in this cold weather that I bought at the Rock Museum in Niagara Falls, Canada. Always great with them. And that's why I threw that in there. So in the meantime, after that little side ramble, the doors of Unexplained Incorporated are now closed.